Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
At this point, you're probably wondering, have you tuned into Prog Watch? Well, you have. This show represents something new I've been thinking about for some time. I don't know if you listeners have ever seen any of the family trees, which are drawn by music historian Pete Frame, but they're really fascinating to me. If you haven't ever seen them, look them up. They show the interrelations of different bands through the years and how members have come and gone, and formed other bands, jumped to other bands, had solo careers, etc., etc. I love these family trees, and they used to help me hunt down all sorts of obscure side bands and projects when I was a young squatch haunting my favorite used vinyl stores. Anyway, I was looking at my old Yes Years box set a few months back and saw the Yes family tree drawn by Pete Frame, which was included in the booklet. It gave me the idea for a new kind of show. I'm calling it Shaking the Family Tree. And I hope to feature a different band every once in a while. For this inaugural show, I decided to go with Yes, who are, of course, a storied band with an extensive family tree.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And first up is the Buggles. Of course, all Yes fans know how a chance meeting with Trevor Horn and Jeff Downes led to a new incarnation of Yes, which produced the excellent Drama album in 1980. Some of you probably also know that the Buggles have the distinction of being the first artists ever played on the fledgling MTV. Video Killed the Radio Star was the first video ever played back in the days when MTV actually had music on it. That song was a single from the first Buggles album, The Age of Plastic, which was released in 1980. From that album, I'm going to play a song called Living in a Plastic Age. Once again, that was the Buggles with Living in a Plastic Age from their 1980 album, The Age of Plastic. Trevor Rabin was another musician who was involved in a Yes resurrection. After the Drama album, Yes, of course, folded, but was later revived with a new sound for the 80s. Whether you love that era or not, you have to admit that Yes may have ceased to be a long time ago if it hadn't been for the meeting between the late great Chris Squire and South African musician Trevor Rabin. Trevor had been in a group called Rabbit and had put out some solo albums, but that meeting with Squire really changed his fate and the fate of Yes. While he was still a member of Yes, he put out what I thought was a really cool solo album in 1989 entitled Can't Look Away. This next song is one of my favorites from that album, called Sorrow, and then in parentheses, Your Heart.
Your heart will break, your heart will bring you sorrow.
Once again, it was Trevor Rabin with Sorrow, Your Heart, from his 1989 solo album Can't Look Away. Patrick Mraz was only in Yes for a very brief time. As an actual member of the band, he only made one album with Yes, and that was the Relayer album from 1974. After Yes, Patrick went on to release many solo albums and did a stint with the Moody Blues, which unfortunately ended in acrimony. But before he ever joined Yes, he was a member of a short-lived group called Main Horse, and also this next project, called Refugee. Refugee was sort of a reforming of the Nice with a new keyboard player. Brian Davison and Lee Jackson, the old rhythm section of the Nice, joined up with Mraz for one studio album simply titled Refugee. From that album, I'd like to play a little ditty called Grand Canyon Suite.
Thank you.
Again, that was Grand Canyon Suite by Refugee, Patrick Mraz, Brian Davison, and Lee Jackson from their 1974 album entitled Refugee. When Yes disbanded after drama, a Prague supergroup arose out of the ashes, like the dragon coming out of the sea on their first album cover in 1982. I'm talking about Asia, where Steve Howe and Jeff Downes, who had hooked up in the drama era Yes, were joined by Carl Palmer of ELP and John Wetton, who has been in so many different projects that I did a Prague Hopper episode on him a while back. Love him or hate him, Asia helped some big Prague names to continue on in what were pretty dark times for our favorite genre. As a teen just discovering Prague, I personally loved the first Asia album and played the hell out of it. From that album, I'm going to play one of my less radio-friendly favorites called Soul Survivor.
We'll be right back.
Again, that was Soul Survivor by Asia from their first self-titled album in 1982.
You're tuned to Radio Progzilla, streaming across the net 24 hours a day. Radio Progzilla, simply the best progressive rock radio.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When Yes first came on the scene, a fellow named Peter Banks was the guitarist. After two albums, he was, of course, replaced by Steve Howe. After leaving Yes, Pete put out some interesting solo albums and also had a band named Flash before his untimely death in 2013. From the 1972 self-titled album by his group Flash, I give you a song called Dreams of Heaven.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because I always back announce to make sure you know the names of the songs and the artists I'm playing, I'll tell you again. That was Peter Banks, the original Yes guitarist, in his group Flash from 1972, self-titled debut, which also featured ex-Yes man Tony Kaye.
Howdy, my name's Morgan, and I've been a fan of progressive rock music since, well, since I was doing the old Easy Reader bits on the Electric Company. Well, I remember the first King Crimson and Gentle Giant albums like they were yesterday, but I digress. But if you're a fan of progressive rock music, you're not going to want to miss a single episode of Prog Watch. It's phantasmagorical. Tell them Morgan sent you.
The late, great Chris Squire met his first wife, Nikki, in 1970, and she was herself a singer, who guested on Chris's excellent Fish Out of Water album in 1975, and on Chris and Alan White's Run with the Fox single in 1981. In 1983, Chris, Alan White, and Trevor Horn helped Nikki get her own music project off the ground. The name of the group was Esquire, and they made two albums, Esquire in 1987 and Coming Home in 1994. I think you can really hear Chris's influence on these albums, especially in the background vocals. Anyway, see what you think. From the second Esquire album, this is The Zone of O.
Oh,
Once again, that was The Zone of O by Esquire featuring Nikki Squire from their 1994 album Coming Home. It often happens that when groups have members make solo albums and have side bands, the drummers usually take a vacation. Not so with Yes. Both of their drummers have been involved in side projects and solo albums over the years. Alan White, for instance, has made at least one solo album, has released albums with a group called White, and also worked with legendary prog bassist Tony Levin and guitarist David Torn in a project called Levin Torn White. From their album of the same name in 2011, this is Monkey Mind.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Monkey Mind from the self-titled debut album by Levin, Torn, and White in 2011. Yes's original keys man, Tony Kay, did two stints in the band, one in the beginning from 1969 to 1971, and the other during the Trevor Rabin era from 1983 to 1994. He is currently a member of the Yes spin-off group called Circa. In between his stints in Yes, he was in a variety of other bands, including Flash with Peter Banks, which we previously played, Detective, Badfinger, and a group called Badger, which put out two albums in 1973 and 1974. From the first Badger album, which is the better of the two in my opinion, which was called One Live Badger, this is On the Way Home. Just to reiterate, that was Tony Kaye in his band called Badger. The song On the Way Home from their One Live Badger album in 1973.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you...
Prog Watch on progzilla.com.
And finally, I spoke of Yes's drummers being active in side projects earlier when I played a song from Levin Torn White. Well, the original Yes drummer, Bill Bruford, was, of course, very active after he left the band. He was in and out of King Crimson a few times, rejoined Yes for a while in the 90s, and played on the Yes Without Chris Squire project, Anderson, Bruford, Wakeman, and Howe, and also had a jazz rock outfit called Earthworks. He even did a brief period as the live concert drummer for Genesis after Peter Gabriel left the group and Phil Collins took over as singer and frontman. One of my favorite periods for Bruford, though, was the late 1970s and early 80s, when he played with John Wetton, Eddie Jobson, and Alan Holdsworth on the excellent UK album, and from that spun off his own group called Bruford. From the second Bruford album called One of a Kind, released in 1979, this is Fainting in Coils.
Alice did not feel encouraged to ask any more questions about it, so she turned to the Mock Turtle and said,
"What else had you to learn?"
"Well, there was mystery,"
the Mock Turtle replied, counting off the subjects on his flappers.
"Mystery, ancient modern, geography, then drawing. The drawing master was an old congreer that used to come once a week. He taught us drawing, stretching, and fainting in coils."
Thank you.
Once again, that was Fainting in Coils from Bruford, a band that included Bill, Alan Holdsworth, Jeff Berlin, and Dave Stewart, but not the one from the Eurythmics. It came from their second album, One of a Kind, released in 1979. Well, that's all I have time for, but I hope you enjoyed exploring the many branches of the Yes family tree on this Shake in the Tree special. There's so much from Yes that I could easily do a series of these shows. Maybe I'll come back and do a volume 2 someday. But there are many other bands with extensive family trees which I can explore on this show. So look for other Shaking the Tree specials down the road. But for now, remember to prog on, brothers and sisters.